Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the A-List with me, Jennifer Neely. Every week, our shows focus on the intersection of technology, media, and entrepreneurship with influencers and changemakers around the globe. You're a vital part of the program. Please send in your questions to the program via Twitter, Facebook, blog, or email. Today, Monday, May 2nd, 2011, from the San Francisco Bay Area, we're discussing global social media monitoring and listening. Social media monitoring is an area of excitement, innovation, and sometimes confusion for a lot of people. Monitoring conversations is an increasingly connected and global world can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. Syntheso is the 2010 recipient of the Forrester Groundswell Award for Best Business to Consumer Listening in the International Division. And soon we will be joined by their community manager to discuss their solution as well as overall landscape issues, challenges, and trends in global social media listening. Some of the questions that we will talk about when she joins the program are things like what happens when you try using multilingual solutions. So there's been, a lot of change, and obviously language is a huge piece of that. So how do you make sure that you your data set stays pure? As many of you know, I'm a big data geek, so wanting to make sure that data doesn't mix in terms of language is very important, and that's one of the key factors in determining what kind of solution that you want to go with. So, for example, if you are heading up a project in the Middle East, you'll want to make sure that whatever solution that you're using, that you are clearly able to leverage the ability to listen in on Arabic conversations, as well as potentially Kurdish conversations or other conversations within the space. This is incredibly important. People forget this a lot of the time, unfortunately, and we tend to have a very myopic view. In the last 24 hours, for example, I can't tell you how much has been on the radar in terms of listening to conversation because of what's happened with Osama bin Laden. We are now looking at conversations and analyzing them in ways that we may not have been, pressed to do before. That obviously is a very important part of what we do. So, some of the experiences that I've had as an example, working on projects where you're looking at, say, Brazilian Portuguese, but for some reason Vietnamese comes into play. And when that happens, you need to be able to figure out how to course correct and have a good solution that's able to support you in some manner so that if you are working for a client, that you are able to do what you need to do to make sure that you are able to get to the point where you have the data that you need. And that's a really, really key factor. I can't underscore how important that is, simply from the perspective of, someone who is, working on projects all over the world at different times. It is, it's vital that you have a solution that you can depend on that doesn't require you to go above and beyond the sort of main frame, the discussion that can happen that can be, really quite technical in nature, actually. And so that's really, really important to consider. And you want to make sure that you've got, again, the kind of support that you need to make sure that data and that communication takes place so that when you do find those things happening, that you're able, again, to course correct. So in the situation that I explained, I was lucky enough to be working with a statistician who was able to notice that very quickly and get in touch with the solution provider to be able to try to come up with a solution. And in that case, it would, in that particular case, it was so early in the process of listening that there wasn't really a good solution. You know, the best solution that they could come up with was, you know, trying to manually go through data. And the last thing you want to do if you're working, especially if you're working on a client project, is to quickly be going through client data, because it's just not very time efficient. And so if you have, you know, a certain amount of time to analyze the data, getting the data first is the most important thing. The other thing that's really interesting about the space right now, besides the global aspect of it, is what exactly is a listening and monitoring solution versus some other type of solution? And then who's buying whom to come up and pair these solutions and create in-house full solutions, or what would appear to be full solutions? So a good example of that is making sure that you have, in terms of a full solution, that you have a data set that allows you to monitor in the way you want to monitor. So some of these solutions work in such a way that you are, you know, you're the one that is driving the content and conversation, and, you know, you're doing that by keyword. That's a very common way of doing things. And a lot of us that have been around a long time, you know, start thinking, oh, well, you know, maybe I want to do this, maybe I don't, you know, the standard ability to kind of shush away whatever people perceive as it's kind of not their area of expertise. But, you know, that's increasingly, it's extremely important to make sure that you are using a solution that is really the right one for you. And so in finding those solutions, we want to make sure that, you know, we have the, right set of tools available to you. So Radian 6, you may have heard, was recently acquired the year prior, probably less than 8 months within that time frame. Scout Labs was acquired by Lithium Technologies. And these are very different kinds of companies. So in the case of Radian 6, they were acquired by Salesforce.com, which is a very different kind of company than what we saw happen in the space when it came to other kinds of solutions. So when it comes to Salesforce.com, what the solution might be and what it might add to the in terms of value. So I think those, you know, what the value proposition is and what the you're actually able to accomplish are two big question marks in terms of what gets done. And that's, you know, that's something that you want to make sure that you're very clear about ahead of time. So I would say that one of the guiding principles is to always ask, ask for a free, you know, it doesn't have to be a free trial for a long time, but ask for enough of a trial so that you feel that you're comfortable in the space and that you're able to, get to the point of comfort. You want to make sure that you're hopefully able to look at the solution ahead of time. I always recommend that people especially when awards such as the Forrester or Groundswell Awards start coming out, that you start looking at those solutions. You may remember, if you're one of my longtime listeners, that I've had Dominique Lay, who is one of the, at that time he was the CEO, and I think he's now moved in to a chairman type role, but he is at eCarin, and they actually won the B2B, business-to-business version of this award. And their solution differs in that they're really tracking influence from the perspective of someone who would be, you know, say, looking for a solution to a solution that would allow them to find key influencers, but they value highest the clean, really good, very solid conversations out there where people are speaking about a particular topic on topic all the time, so that you don't have this sort of, you know, this what I call the Gizmodo effect, where it's whatever the latest gadget is what's being talked about. You really want to, the influencers are generally people that that individuals go to, unless you are selling gadgets all of the time or you have a gadget store online. You want to find people that are, you know, able to be flexible and yet still stay on topic. That's incredibly, incredibly important. So that's something to take into consideration as well. You want to make sure that you're able to reach who you need to reach when you need to reach them. And, you know, that's something that you need to think seriously about. So as we wait for Michelle to call in here, I welcome any of, and all of you to definitely tweet in questions, send in your questions on Facebook, and so that we can talk through possibly some of the pain points that you may have experienced or misconceptions or perhaps recommendations for products that would potentially be a really good fit for your company or your situation. So I think that's, you know, if we can provide a resource here for that, I think that would be fantastic and phenomenal. You know, the wealth of experience really comes from the ability to do lots of projects. You know, at least in my case, having the experience of lots of projects is important in the sense that you get a lot of different perspectives and a lot of different company perspectives on how to, you know, potentially work with different kinds of products and vendors on solutions. So, for example, you know, some providers are looking towards mobile as something that they will do. Some are already deeply immersed in mobile and are able to parse conversations. And one of the key things that you might think about that people often don't is, for example, if you're working for Google or Microsoft as two platform providers, essentially Windows and Android, it's extremely important if you're looking at, say, the tablet / phone market, because one company, say Samsung is a good example, they may work with Microsoft and have a Windows operating system on their phone or their tablet, and then they may use Android for their tablet or phone. So one product would be with one section and one would be with another. And so it's really, really important that you are clear that you don't just start listening for conversations around Samsung, that you try to parse out using keywords if that's what the solution or how the solution works, what the kind of comments are that you can bucket in so that you understand how much conversation is going on around one particular slice of the pie and what is going on around another. So, for example, the Samsung Galaxy has just launched in the U.S., but it launched quite a while ago in Singapore. So it might be interesting if you are using a global solution, and that's why I like looking at global solutions, although most spoken word business text in Singapore happens in English, there might be other languages that lead you off into different conversations that you can bucket into the larger conversation that you definitely want to make sure that you've got. So you don't want to ever leave that to one side, and make sure that you have a clear purpose and objective, and to some extent let the data take you where the data is going to take you, because there's no reason to let go of a particular solution or particular way of looking at things just because, you know, you feel like you've come to the end of things. So that's very, very important and something to take a look at. So, you know, I think one of the things that certainly we can bring to the table here is making sure that we not only look at conversations, but start thinking more globally. So when we expand our thoughts beyond the U.S., what is it? What is the value add from, you know, one solution versus another, and how does it interlink? So we've had this, you know, as I alluded to earlier, we've had this great time where we've been able to go to Radian 6 and say, I want to do this with this particular solutions. But, you know, it's kind of sad because, you know, in a sense, you're now that the landscape has broadened and the focus has gotten more narrow, it's changed quite a lot. So that's one thing that we want to make sure we're taking a look at. And we want to be able to talk about, and hopefully Michelle will be joining us shortly to be able to talk about at least the Syntheso solution, because it's just one of many that are available to the public. And certainly one worth considering. One thing I like about it is obviously having an award from someone like Forrester gives it a lot of gravitas. So while people might be looking at lots of different solutions, you know, in a particular region, so in San Francisco, of course, lots of people knew the folks that worked at Scout Labs, and there's some fantastic people that work there, but may not be as familiar with the actual, you know, content of what they do. They may be more aware of, you know, some of the, you know, well, basically their acquisition by Lithium, which, you know, basically bakes their solution in potentially to a larger issue, which is, you know, the entire scope of the, you know, of listening today, of, you know, basically forums, which have been a very untapped market. And I just love the whole idea of forums and using them to the best of their ability. So I think that's, you know, that's another piece of the whole thing is, you know, how much are we, you know, going to be able to leverage those materials to make sure that, you know, or a particular solution to be able to create the best output for our businesses. So I think, you know, you certainly want to be able to, you know, cut through the noise to some extent and pick something that is going to work for you. So, you know, that said, you need to definitely take a look at the solutions and look at how easy they are. Ask about things like when you see content scored, they call it scoring. When you see things scored, such as sentiment, which is generally the positive comments about a brand, the neutral comments about a brand, and the negative comments around a brand, people, you know, obviously have a big. There's, you know, a lot of their job is around making sure that people stay happy with a particular product. But if you're looking to convert products and actually create leads, one of the most important things that you might look at is actually the ability of people to actually, you know, basically take that information out of that particular place and then be able to push it into lots of different realms. So, you know, is it something that you can easily send over to your sales team, for example? So that's where companies like Radian 6 might see, or I'm sorry, Salesforce.com might see an ability to help in terms of a CRM solution where you're completely listening and, you know, and in a lot of ways predicting the way that your audience may perceive particular pieces of information. And you're going, you know, 10 steps further in terms of actually directly listening to what people have to say. And I think that's a really key point not to forget about. that you actually want to make sure that you are actually looking for the information, you know, really widely, and you're able to synthesize it, and you're able to bring it to a point where you're able to use it and interact with it. Because if it's stuck in a tool that not everybody has access to, or becomes cost prohibitive, which has been, you know, a big part of the conversation in this space, then, you know, it's really not something that is scalable for whatever your solution is. So that's something that you want to take into account and you want to consider, and you want to take a really close look at, because, you know, you cannot underestimate at all the ability of a solution to potentially really get you in trouble to some extent, and make sure that you are getting what you need when you need it. And, you know, that definitely applies particularly to sales, where you may have somebody that's kind of a hot lead on something, or that could be a client that's unhappy. And you, of course, want to be able to get to that person quite quickly and figure out if they're, you know, if what they're experiencing is something that you can easily fix and get around, or whether it's something that is going to need a lot more heavy lifting to accomplish. So you want to, that's another consideration to take into account. And it's absolutely key to your business. So you want to take a look at that and make sure that you are definitely taking into account and you are, you know, using the right solution, and one that you understand, one that doesn't require a statistician necessarily to be on your radar or on your, you know, as part of the team, your extended team, or someone that you hire to be part of the solution. So that is, you know, that's something that I look at all the time. Is this solution going to be easy to use? Is it going to be easy to scale because we have someone that's available to do it, you know, to actually manage the solution and do it, that can do it within the confines of their everyday job? You know, is it something that you're going to have to hire a special person for? And increasingly, companies are asking that very question. You know, how do I mainstream this into our social media efforts? And one of the interesting things is that Radian6, one of the solution providers out there for listening, even though they've been acquired, they've actually been doing some really interesting white papers. And one is how to basically get your organization's head around social media and how to make it work. So, you know, that's a really key conversation. So you want to make sure that you're able to take care of that and you know, bring it to the fold however you need to do that. So, you know, make sure you're not, you know, the sort of key cornerstones that we're talking about are making sure to think organizationally and not think sort of in buckets, you know, make sure that you're able to think about, you know, what are the wider implications if I bring this solution on and I really like it, or if I bring it on and I think I like it, but I'm not quite sure because I don't really have all the data that I need to be able to make that assessment. Those are all extremely important subsets of the larger issue, which is, you know, how do I make this solution work for my organization at any given point? So you want to make sure that you're able to get to that point without major heavy lifting. So, you know, you want to, again, put together solutions that will work for you in whatever way. So, you know, we are all, you know, kind of going through this time together, this time of change, and trying to come up with the best solutions possible. But if we can't do that, then, you know, what are the implications? So that's a very key component of the conversation in general. So you want to make sure that you're able to kind of articulate what those needs are, and, you know, how you can best meet them. So, you know, what are the major concerns within your organization? Is it, you know, does it have, you know, if you're a tech organization, it might have more to do with data clarity. And if it's, if you're not within a tech organization, which is absolutely fine, what are the implications if you don't have someone kind of technical leading the way? So you want to look at that as well, because if you don't have someone technical leading the way, then you might get led down, the wrong path kind of easily. So you want to make sure that you're able to do that. And that's I can't underscore how important it is to make sure that it's, especially for as much as we tend to spend for these programs, that we're able to do it in a way that makes sense, that is, that we're able to bring people into the fold, that makes, you know, makes sense for the organization as a whole. So if you are trying to do that sort of thing, you want to make sure that you're able to, bring the right set of people and the right set of solutions to the table at any given time. So let's see. I'm just trying to figure out where Michelle is from our guest with Synthesis today, and hoping that you'll email and Facebook in any questions that you might have. If you don't already know, my Twitter handle is Jennifer, so it's Jennifer with ED at the end, and I'm happy to take any of your questions, having worked with a number of companies on solutions and solution sets that work, and certainly you can catch me on Facebook, so facebook.com/JenniferNeelyLindsay, and add to the conversation there as we've got Synthesis listed. So that's, you know, certainly either way is an easy way to get into the fray. And then, of course, you can always email questions in to jennifer@alishshow.com. So those are all ways to get in touch so that we can hopefully broaden the conversation and talk about, you know, how some of these solutions are affecting people, affecting individuals on a day-to-day basis, because that's absolutely, essential to making sure that we are all on the same page and that we all have the right set of data, the right set of information moving forward. And I absolutely cannot emphasize that enough. You know, some of the other things that you want to think about are the kinds of conversations I talked earlier about. Sentiment rating. So sentiment ratings are always a kind of hot button topic. They just are by nature. because, you know, people, you know, a lot of C-level executives, CEOs and so forth, they really want to go after and get to the bottom of, why are people feeling negative about my brand? What is it that we can do to sort of change their mind, or, you don't want to say attack, but, you know, they can be more aggressive in their approach. So you want to make sure that you are, you know, obviously if someone's going to be, you've got to put them into their category. So if they're a troll and they're just going to say negative things to say negative things, certainly it doesn't make sense to have that conversation at that point, that they probably are past the point of being converted to your way of thinking. By the same token, you want to make sure that, you know, particularly your sales team is looking at your neutral, the folks that are feeling neutral about your brand. And the reason for that is that they tend to be the best, because they're talking about your brand, they're likely to convert into customers. They're much more likely to, your positive are probably people who are already using the product. And for them, of course, you want to be able to be, you want to make listening and keeping them happy a key component of each of your departments and certainly something that you leverage. But when it comes to the larger picture of things, then you need to make sure that you are that you're casting a wider net as many people do, but really think about the neutral category as people that care enough about your brand to say something about it, but are feeling possibly ho-hum about it. So I've seen this with some of the solution providers that have, integrated with others that have been purchased. As I said, in the last year, it's been pretty amazing. I mean, I would not have thought that necessarily Salesforce would purchase Radian 6, but, so is life. And, as the consolidation takes place, how do we respond to that? How do we make sure that we're getting the most out of those conversations? So that's something really key to take a look at and to make sure that you're able to nimbly and quickly respond to. Looking at the neutral conversations as kind of a benchmark for where you should be, as opposed to just looking at sort of the negative conversations that are going on out in the space. You really want to look at the full spectrum of what's taking place, what people are saying, how they're saying it. And remember that a lot of solutions, not a lot, but many solutions started by using tracking that was either done by a third party out of the country. So, American English has enough strange things to it. And if you expand that to include Canada, of course, there's idiosyncrasies that go with each of the different categories of people that live in different parts of the world that they consider positive or negative. So you want to double check what's called scoring. So that's generally what we consider the whole process of making sure that your ratings, your positive, neutral, negative is correct. So if you look at some of the negatives and dive into that conversation and take a look, it may be that somebody is actually trying to convince someone else that the product that you are a part of is actually a very good solution. And so what does that mean? That means that you've got one person who's being negative, but the other person is actually trying to be what we call a brand advocate. They're actually trying to stick up for the company and say, nope, they're doing a really good job at what they do. So that is something you want to make sure that you're not ignoring and that you are taking a very close look at, because, you can't get away from the fact that, there are some fantastic solutions out there, but if they're outsourcing to countries where maybe the native language isn't English, it can be just intrinsically problematic, simply from the aspect of, is this something that we want to make, is this something that is going to be of value to us? Is this something that really makes sense? So those are all things that you want to take into close consideration when you're looking at solutions and going through the ratings. Are these things rated correctly? Are they not rated correctly? And if they're not rated correctly, why might that be? So you want to definitely take a look at that and make sure that you're on the right page and doing the right things. In any event, those are all very, very key considerations. So, the other thing that starts to get really interesting the question is what is included in conversation, when it comes to the monitoring world, and particularly the international monitoring world. Because we know Facebook is very popular in lots of different countries. Most of the countries, I should note that the companies that I have worked with are targeting. So, if you're like me and you've changed the settings on Facebook so that you always have, if you look up in your link bar or the address bar. That's the word I'm looking for. The address bar. If you look in the address bar, what's interesting is if you look there, if it's HTTPS, it means it's a secure connection. You can actually change your Facebook settings so that you have a secure connection. The nice thing about that is that it does add, even though Facebook is its own company and it can decide what it will do, it's our responsibility to keep informed of changes to terms and conditions. Certainly one of the things that I pay attention to are the kinds of things that come up when talking to, talking to folks on different platforms about, what might work for them, what might not work for them, and then being able to encapsulate that and, remember that it's a moment in time, that it doesn't mean that it's going to stay that way, but it's a very good way to measure progress. And it might actually tell you how and what the next steps of a social media program might involve. So that's something that you definitely want to take into consideration, something that you want to take a close look at. The other thing is, how are people being geolocated? So could an American traveling in Australia who's having online conversations in Australia be picked up there? And if he is picked up there or she is picked up there, are we picking up conversations on social networks? Are we looking at forums? Basically, what's included and what's not? Because some things are private and you may want to listen to the conversation, but then you get into the interesting question of where do you want to interact? Because you may certainly not want to interact with particular communities that have been private or considered private. So that's a key consideration to take forward in terms of how you want your solution to work and how you think it will best work. So I think you certainly want to take a look at that piece as well when deciphering which solution is right for you. There was recently a graph that I'm planning to add to my Facebook page later today that actually takes a look at listening and monitoring solutions in a really interesting way, in kind of a funny way, a reverent way, because there are so many solutions out there. It's sort of like you can get kind of a brain freeze as to what the right solution is for you, and you want to make sure that you've got a clear set of goals and objectives and that you clearly know, what you want to actually, I did put it on my page already. It's an infographic from Socializer, and it's social media monitoring dissected is what they call it. And so they look at the people that are buying the solutions, the factors that, basically affect the solution that's chosen. And metrics actually leads the way on that, closely followed by interface, which you would think would be completely separate, but aren't necessarily. And then obviously cost then is another factor. And then the satisfaction level. And one piece of this is some of these solutions allow you to connect with Facebook users directly. So one of the questions that's asked here is, if you no longer use Twitter or if the tool was what you used to connect with Twitter, how do you feel about that? Would you want to be able to just hop on to the web or to a tool that you're more comfortable using on a daily basis, such as Hootsuite, TweetDeck, of course, Seismic? Those are, those are the ones I think of as kind of the leaders, MarketMeSuite being another great solution out there. But in terms of the social media monitoring tool, would you want that to be part of the equation, or would you want to look at it separately? And so they actually break out using Twitter as a social media monitoring tool into separate graphs of the tools that people are using and how they're using it, how often they're using it. And then they look at the best social media monitoring tools. And that brings up a whole other interesting question, because there's many free tools that you can take a look at. But if you're not, so some would be great for event planners, for example. Some would be great for bloggers, as another example. Some would be great for just, you know, monitoring a page, a landing page, if that was your main consideration. But if you're really looking to monitor the entire universe, which includes forums and websites and basically all blog commenting, how much does it cost to do that? So they look at tools that are less than $500 a month, and they look at some tools that are more than that. What I think is interesting about this is that they don't necessarily include a lot of global solutions there. So again, you know, I would say that eCaren and Syntheso, having won Forrester Awards, are certainly ones that should be considered and aren't necessarily prominently mentioned or mentioned at all in this graphic. So it's designed by Kissmetrics in partnership with 140. So you may know those brands, but did they put together the most comprehensive set of results to show you all about social media monitoring tools? Well, in my experience, at least when it comes to globalization, which is so hot right now, and every company with the economy the way it is, and we'll see how things play out now that the international community is you know, still dealing and grappling with the change of events because of world events surrounding Osama bin Laden and the Arab world, and you know, having traveled to some of those regions, knowing that the language is very specific and phrases can mean different things depending on how they're interpreted and depending on what kind of Arabic you're using. You know, those are all very, very key considerations. I think one of my predictions for the next year is that Arabic will become a much more important part of things. Not necessarily just because you have organizations like the United Nations and UNICEF, World Health, that could be certainly helped by having a monitoring solution be part of their efforts and baked into what they're doing on a daily basis to simply make things safer and more efficient for the people that they're trying to help. Because we know that cell phone use is rampant, and much of that is through the web, so it can be captured. But also looking at the United Arab Emirates, which a lot of people refer to as one great shopping mall, but looking at them as a solution and going, are they somebody that we would, you know, how would we use the UAE, as they're called, or the acronym implies, the UAE, as an example of using Arabic in the Arab world? What can we learn? And Syntheso actually has done an interesting case study within the UAE to, as part of their efforts to be as global as possible. And their teams are based in the UK, and there's an individual in New York, as well as their community manager who is, I believe, in the UK. And certainly there's a number of people in France. So having that sort of global outlook, and remember that these are smaller countries that have people that have immigrated from regions of the world that the U.S. may not see, allows us to have a broader view of how things actually work, and it certainly is helpful in deciphering what or which solution works for one person or one organization or another. The disappointing thing is when companies tend to be myopic, or if you're working with a large organization, that they, you know, are only able to work with, or say that they're only able to work with the you know, the solutions that have been sort of approved or that are part of their you know, what's been analyzed and considered to be you know, possibly non-threatening from a technology perspective. But that is something that you want to definitely take a look at is, you know, is if it's not proprietary, or even if it is, take a look and discuss with the organization what the concerns might be around what tools you use, and making sure that they're aware that if you're forced into using a different solution, to, you know, let them know ahead of time that that may cripple your efforts to capture the best data possible. The other piece of that is that if they decide not to go with the data solution provider that you want, the listening solution that you want, that you think is going to provide the best solution, the other thing that you might consider is actually using one of your own ways of comparison. So actually taking a look at something like, possibly analytics as a way of triangulating data. So that could be something that's sort of innocuous that you just ask for access to at the beginning of a project or the beginning of your time at a company, so that you have a full idea of what is and isn't possible as you're continuing through. The other is to test out, if you're going through a testing phase or a piloting phase, to compare that to a different social media solution. So, for example, you know, maybe creating a channel around, graphic designers, for example, if that's the community that you've decided to target conversations around. So you're looking for hashtags and other streams of information so that you can potentially build a channel that's value add if you have a company that is rich with information in that particular space or is something to add that hasn't typically added it. Then you're able to do a really good job of making sure that they can, get the information that they need. So, you know, it may end up being that your monitoring solution doesn't offer a great example of how to basically interact and refine conversation with your potential target audience or make them aware that you're there, no matter how large your company is or small. But you have, another outlet, whether it's, a Twitter handle, where you're able to directly interact, or a Facebook page. Each of those are trackable events in and of themselves that allow you to communicate with the customer or potential customer in a very unique way. So I think that's something to think about as well, because you might find success in ways that you don't necessarily expect it. So you want to make sure you're looking for the unexpected all of the time, and that that you welcome it, because, you know, certainly having people talk about your brand in ways that you may not expect is something that is actually really, you know, really great. It can be really an engaging piece. So I think that's something to think about as well. So as we wrap up towards the end of the show now, I just wanted to make sure that Michelle hadn't called in from Synthesa, but I think we've gotten a good overview. Hopefully you feel like I've given you a good overview of some of the products that are out there and some things, some key considerations to take into account in terms of scaling a program, looking at the global opportunity, etc. But in the meantime, I want to give you a preview of next week's show. So in San Francisco, and for those of you not in San Francisco, this will probably be streamed live online or video will be made available. There is a social media marketing and monitoring conference. So very much as part of the community that we're talking about right here. And you can probably get a lot of interesting conversation, especially as the conference starts to heat up. And the conference actually happens on a Monday. And so you've got it's the day of TechCrunch Disrupt, I believe, is the social media monitoring and marketing event in San Francisco. And it should be, I can't imagine it'll be one to miss at all. I think it'll be a great event. Worked with these folks before, and I'll actually be talking about social gaming. And we've heard from so many people about game mechanics and really started to talk about behavioral triggering, which is something that I touch on a lot, especially through the lens of generational targeting. But certainly you'll want to take a look at the podcast that we have coming up on Monday, a week from today, which is a preview of the Social Media Marketing and Monitoring Conference in San Francisco. The hashtag for that is SMM11. I guess that's Sam Mary Mary 11. That's a hashtag. And for the conference. And so if you use that as a stream, you can take a look at what kinds of conversations are actually happening out there around a particular brand. And around and how some of the brands have used marketing, social media, monitoring together to come up with the best result possible. And so I think there will be no doubt some very interesting conversation that comes out of that. And of course, the goal always when we do these preview shows is to give you some insight if you're not able to attend the conference to make it, you know, open to anyone so that they're able to make themselves a part of the conference or ask questions. So the best way to ask questions for this show is definitely to reach out in one of three ways. Twitter, you can just message me at my Twitter handle, which is Jenniferd. It's JenNNIFERED. Or you can go to my Facebook page and just look for the show. And the Facebook page is facebook.com/Jenniferd Neely, N-E-E-L-E-Y. And the last name is Lindsay, L-A-N-D-S-A-Y, the problems of getting married later in life. And then maybe the most simple and straightforward way for you to get in touch is simply to email me at jennifer@alishshow.com. Again, that's jennifer@alishshow.com. And just make sure to note that you have a question for the program when you do that. And with that, next week to look forward to, I want to remind you that obviously we depend on you for making the program better. And thank each and every one of you for tuning into the A-List with me, Jennifer Neely. We're very sorry that Synthesis was not able to join us for this conversation, but it's one that will be ongoing and that we'll be able to basically add to the conversation in many ways in the future, I'm very sure. If you enjoyed the program, we'd love it if you'd be so kind as to friend us or add us to your favorites here on Blog Talk Radio, or subscribe and rate us over on iTunes. As always, you can keep up with the latest on this show, archives, and informational webcasts at jenniferneely.com. I'm starting a class, teaching a class tonight at San Francisco State, so hopefully I'll have some interesting insights for you. These are going to be adults out in the world learning about social media, just like they've been in the boot camp that I've been leading for the last few weeks, which we have a session on Wednesday. Interestingly, it'll be on social media monitoring, so this is sort of the theme of the week. So I urge you to stay tuned to my Facebook page, if any place, for the latest on that, and of course, my website. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. I appreciate it so much, and again, feedback only gets better with you, questions only get better with you. So please send them in whatever way is easier for you. And if it's not easy for you, let me know that too. Let me know what is the easiest way to get in touch. I certainly want to make sure that we are accessible as much as we possibly can be and are available to discuss whatever it is, whatever aspect of our topic that we're able to discuss. And hopefully we've shed some light today on social media monitoring solutions, global social media monitoring solutions that you could potentially consider and integrate into your company. And with that, this is Jennifer Neely signing off with huge thanks.